Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 6, 2023. Soul. Question. What is the correct definition of a soul? Answer. The soul is the part of you that you attain. The soul is our root where we are in complete merger with the Creator, as two forces, our receiving and His giving. This upper state is revealed to us, gradually, according to 125 degrees of attainment, which Kabbalah speaks about. The term Kabbalah comes from the word receive, that is, to attain this upper state. Therefore the gradual revelation of our root, this ascent along 125 degrees, is what we have to do. We will attain the truth, the only eternally existing state, our root, in which we will merge completely with the Creator, the force that created us. By reaching this state, we will come to full similarity, equality, and equivalence to the Creator Himself and become His absolute partners in the universe. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Seoul, January 9, 2011. What is death? Question. What is death? Answer, death is when a person feels completely cut off from the eternal, upper, perfect existence. There are not many such people in the world. The rest are considered simply non-existent. They feel neither life nor death, that is, neither life in the upper, eternal, and perfect space, nor death in disconnection from it. In other words, life and death are felt only by those people who are already in contact with the next layer, with the next dimension. Otherwise, we are at the animalistic level of existence like all animals. Let's say you raise chickens or piglets, and when you need them, you slaughter them and eat them. That is how we are. Only we eat others, we are rarely eaten. Usually we die for other reasons. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Death, January 26, 2011. Concentration during the study. Question. During the study a person works with the material and constantly disconnects from it, works and disconnects. You say that these exits and entries are useful, they make him cling to the material. How is this better than entering into the material once at the beginning of the lesson and staying in it? Answer, this is the animalistic level. There is no addition in it. But spiritual work consists precisely in the fact that you are thrown out all the time and you rise on the waves. Through such small ascents that you try to do by yourself, you gradually rise, like a caterpillar crawling up. Question. Let's say a person starts studying and immerses himself in the material, but suddenly the thought comes to him, I forgot to turn off the gas. Does he need to break away from it and re-enter the material? Answer, yes, the Creator constantly gives him these things. Question, but when you are given this thought, where do you get the strength to overcome it? Answer, you do not need to do anything. You can be thrown out of the topic of the lesson for half an hour and only then is it made clear to you that you are in different thoughts. From then on, you have to work. But until that moment, it was necessary for some reason to throw you out of the lesson. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Concentration during the study, January 2, 2011. Perception of the world. Question. Does the visual picture of the perception of our world change when entering the spiritual world? Answer. Our world does not change in any way, only its roots change. Meaning, I begin to understand what is happening because now I perceive the higher sphere correctly. But I cannot perceive all actions in our world correctly because many of them are carried out artificially, based on the egoism of a person acting completely wrong. Therefore, I cannot interpret them correctly in advance, like a child who is doing something wrong. You know that he had to do this or that and get such and such results. But he did it wrong, and it is not known what consequences there may be from that. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Perception of the World, January 9, 2011.